Well, as of right now, this morning, we understand approximately 1,500 residents left our community last evening when the evacuation order was placed. At this time, we don't have an exact number of residents. We have municipal staff working on contacting all residents in vulnerable populations. We're trying to gather a somewhat estimate of numbers that people remain in the community. We believe it's approximately 2,000 people. We're working with PEOC to get flights. We've been in constant communication with the MNRF, and we're hopeful we're going to get aircraft into the Red Lake Airport to remove people early this afternoon. But we're still waiting on confirmation of flights right now. The fire is well over 400 hectares. The wind's blowing out of the west, which is taking the fire to Highway 105, approximately 2.5-3 kilometers south of the 125-105 junction. What it's compromising is going to be any vehicular traffic, along with a loss of hydro, and gas has been turned off to the community right now, along with any fiber optics. So once the hydro goes due to the fire, cell phone service and other communication devices are going to be pretty much non-existent after about an hour or so. We've been at the municipal office since 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon trying to make arrangements for everyone. Everyone's been very good. All the Red Lake residents have been very good to support one another. We're just trying to do our best right now. We had very limited notice on the size of the fire and the threat to the community, so we didn't have a days to plan for this. It was mere minutes and hours to move our community to a safe location, which we're still doing with PEOC and the province. We're in communication right now with Thunder Bay. Hopefully we can get some of our residents, approximately 500 to 600 people, out to Thunder Bay. And we're also working with PEOC maybe to get people to go west out to the Winnipeg area, but we're still waiting on confirmation for that.
Perfect. Anything else, Fred?
No, thanks very much for your time. And also, Minister Rickford, he's been very supportive in this and assisting us with our PEOC and flight patterns and getting people out of the municipality. So I'd like to thank Minister Rickford as well.